It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It is quarter number two. This is Tucker's Tape. And Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Thanks to Mark for joining our team and sponsoring our segment. If you are a Penn State fan and want to go up to a game and do the RV thing, or have never done the RV thing and thinking about it, you need to go check out GoPSURV.com. Mark's got individual games that he can take care of for you. They got charcoal grills on campus or on at their site. I'm a big fan of the charcoal grill. You can arrive Friday, leave Sunday. All you have to do is show up. Mark will have the RV for you if that's your choice. The lot's only a couple minutes from the stadium. They have shuttles running to and from the games. And lastly, they have a 140-inch projection screen, so when the Penn State, either before or after the game you're going to, you can just hang out in the lot, continue your party, and watch other football games. Mm-hmm. So go to GoPSURV.com and check them out for all your Penn State football RV needs. All right, Bob, we're going to do, since Ross isn't here and he's on assignment, or is he off this week?
I think he's probably on assignment. The guy has like about 27 jobs.
He does have 27 jobs. So
he was taking some nice shots at you last week. I don't know if you listened to the podcast, but
I did not get a chance to listen to it.
He got you good.
But I'm pretty sure I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't go back and listen to it, because I knew he was going to be taking pot shots at me. So what we're going to do in Ross's absence, we're going to do a little blue-white game preview. So let's do some offense and defense. I got some stuff for you. Let's start with defense. Is that cool with you?
That's great.
Okay, so we know, as we've talked about all offseason, they're replacing eight starters, all four guys in the secondary, a couple of linebackers, a couple of defensive tackles. In Penn State's game, they're going to wear blue and white. If you're wearing blue, that means you're kind of running with the ones, right? If you're wearing white, you're running with the twos.
No one can see those air quotation marks on the. I mean, I'll just say Ashay.
I'm making air quotation marks.
Ashay is doing air quotes for one and twos. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid. So, but with so many holes to figure out, and I think they have so many options.
Yeah.
I don't think Penn State fans, when it comes to the defense, should be paying attention to what color jersey somebody is wearing necessarily. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'd probably be a little bit more interested in the whites, because especially. You know, let's be honest, the January enrollees are probably going to be a group of six that I think people are going to want to see play.
Right.
I think they want to see the redshirt freshmen play, because it's really their first look at them. Also, I'm installing the blue as about a 29.5-point favorite. I think there could be a shutout based upon the fact they're probably going to hold a lot of regulars out. And I'm not sure who's going to play quarterback other than Sean Clifford. Michael Schuster.
Michael Schuster, maybe Jake Zemback?
Maybe Jake Zemback. But no, I think
I don't think it matters on defense.
Yeah, when you talk about the defense, the guys that are returning starters, they're going
right,
to be
it's Sharif Miller's going to be in blue, John Reed's going to be in blue, Nick Scott will be in blue. I don't think John Reed's playing.
Yeah, so no, those guys won't play very long. So it's who do you want to see?
Who do you want to see?
You want to see the linebackers, and you want to see the young corners.
Right.
And I would hope you would want to see, believe it or not, even though it's the middle of the field, I would focus a little bit on what's going on inside, because James Franklin identified depth at defensive tackle as really a pressing need. So I think you're going to see some people play there that you might see. Even if they're on the white, they might be playing a little bit in the fall.
Here's the thing. I was going to go right to defensive tackles next. I know you're going to be paying attention to the linebackers. Linebackers is the easy – that's watch all the linebackers. Mm-hmm. There's going to be about – what do we think? We'll throw Jake Cooper in, probably seven or eight of them to watch, maybe nine. Are we throwing Jarvis Miller in there,
Jarvis
too?
Miller, yeah. For sure. Cam
I don't
Brown,
think Cole Farmer's
for
gonna,
sure.
Yeah. So I think there's like 9 or 10 guys you can watch at linebacker. And that's the easy one. To me, another key one, one I'm actually going to pay attention to is who's playing D-tackle for two reasons. One, they need both inside guys. We kind of know who the ones might be, but you still want to watch them. It's the guys wearing white that are playing defensive tackle. And the thing I like about it that's different this year for this spring game than any other time, under James Franklin? Is the offensive line has got enough depth that it's legit too deep? Like, they're not just putting dudes out there because they have to put dudes out there. And every defensive tackle that is playing in the spring game is going to get some hoss work in. In other words, he could get his lunch eaten, or is he going to show up and sort of make himself stand
out? Just remember, just think back to the first spring game.
Oh, my gosh.
They had Zettel and Austin Johnson inside, and they were still kind of trying to prove themselves. Zettel hadn't been – you know, he wasn't really known. They had just moved him from a part-time defensive end to the three technique, so he played a lot in the spring game, and they had two converted – defensive tackles.
They didn't even have enough offensive linemen.
They had, I think, Gaia and Dowry were in there, and they were playing a lot. And this is how far they've come. That I think they have five or six guards.
D tackles are going
to
get worse.
We'll get to offense in a second, but yeah, as far as defensive tackles, I think Fred Hansard would be a guy. He's a big boy, and I'd be watching for him. Antonio Shelton's another guy that I kind of lost track of a little bit, but he's been a guy that you hear Sean Spencer mention and Brent Pry mention, so that's usually how that goes. Those would be the guys, I think, inside. You mentioned the linebackers.
Yeah, that's easy.
Obviously, people are going to want to see number 11.
Right.
Like, if you're going to wear number 11 at Penn State and play
linebacker, eyes are going to be on you.
People are going to watch it. Yeah. But there's other guys to watch as well. Jarvis Miller is definitely one of them. And I'm fascinated that Cam Brown might be the middle linebacker. Yeah. I just don't know. I mean, if he's the middle linebacker, like, don't you just run right at him?
I would.
I just think that it speaks to the fact they just are not sure about that position.
And they might have to be a 4-2-5.
And then in the secondary, Andy, as we wrap up the defense, I want to watch Tariq Castro-Fields for sure. I want to watch Garrett Taylor a little bit because he's almost been handed a starting job.
He's
a guy that's never really stayed healthy. He looks good back there. I think Nick Scott is really a guy that's has really locked things up back there, and he's going to be, you know, Troy Apke ran a 4-3-5 at the at the combine and kind of blew Deion Sanders' mind. I think Nick Scott is about maybe not that fast, but he's close. He's a big athlete back there, and I think he could have a big year. He's still kind of learning the position. I really thought we'd be talking about Aaron Monroe at this point.
We're not.
But another guy I would like to watch is Jonathan Sutherland. I've heard good things about him, too. So I just think that this is because of the depth that you're talking about, the drop-off between the ones and twos at Penn State on both sides of the ball, it's not as significant. So I'm hopeful that the game will be more competitive, but I think it's just more about you want to see how fast these guys are, how they can run. Ellis Brooks is another linebacker I want to see. He'll wear number 13.
You just stole my guy. That was the guy I was going to identify as. I want to watch that guy.
And also Jesse Luketa, who is a guy that I think I think it was Cam Brown this week on a conference call said of all the linebackers he's made the most progress. So.
Right.
They might not help early, or they might not play in 2018, some of them, but I think in 2019, you're talking about a core group of guys they're going to be counting on.
There is a ton to watch in this spring game on defense, more so than the offense.
Right.
There is so much to watch on defense that there's no shortage of entertainment factor and the ability to learn more about these guys as players, just a little bit. Than in this spring game. All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, go check them out. All right, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we're talking about the blue-white game, doing a little bit of preview. We did some defense. We're going to switch over to the offense. There's obviously more stability here. They lost some skilled players. But quarterback, offensive line, for the most part, the wide receiver position, it seems pretty solid. Running backs and the potential number three quarterback are the clear headlines on this side of the ball. Do you agree?
Yeah, I also want to see KJ Hamler.
Yeah,
I've never heard quite the buzz about a player. And I would hope, you always hope all these guys are going to play, and I think they're all going to play, but you just never know what James and his staff are thinking. I want to see KJ Hamler in a slot. I would like to see Michael Mennett a little bit. I know that's not a lot of – I just want to see him move at 300 pounds. You just don't see a lot of him. And I feel like – I think you're going to see Miles for a little bit, but he's a big part of the offense.
Yeah, he's a key player.
So you're probably going to see more of Journey Brown and Mark Allen. Mark Allen, by the way, is my pick to be the game MVP.
He's your game MVP pick.
He's my game MVP pick.
You won't see Juwan Johnson. Don't.
No.
Do you think you'll see much of Trace or at
no,
all?
No, no,
none.
No, no.
Do you think none? Zero.
Courtesy handoff. Maybe okay. a flat pass to Miles Sanders, and then it's thanks for playing. I would not. Why would you?
No, no, no. I'm just asking.
I think it'll be Sean Clifford and some other guys. It'll be Jake Zembeck. I think it'll be maybe Michael Schuster, the Camp Hill kid.
Yeah.
But I want to see KJ. I want to see a couple of the young offensive linemen. I want to see – it's always interesting to see who the first-team offensive line is because it's usually – you know,
right.
You know, there's a pretty good chance that those guys could be the guys in August. Steven Gonzalez was not one of those guys last year, but he ended up being a starter. And we'll talk about it a little bit in a different segment, but I'm pretty sure. But I don't even know who's going to line up at tight end.
Andy, yeah, no idea.
I think it's going to be Danny Dalton. I think. But, man, that is a position that I think
we might talk about that
could be
later.
Very interesting this fall.
It seems this spring, and for not any like tangible reason, that the offense has been like a nagging injury. You know what I mean? They have skill guys, but they've got absence of players at this position.
Right.
It's been a factor for Ricky Ronnie.
Sure.
This spring. Do you expect that to show up on Saturday?
Yes.
I kind of do as well, and I don't think their offense has got problems. I just think this thing's they don't have what they need in position right now.
Haven't been able to work Tommy Stevens into the offense.
Right.
Juwan Johnson and DeAndre Tompkins have done very little because they really know what they have in them. DeAndre Tompkins is a dual threat because he can return kicks. I wouldn't play him either. It's been a great opportunity for some guys. I don't know. The fact that they moved Brandon Polk outside, I don't really know what that means.
It's hard
for me to see him as an outside receiver. But my question
Justin
is –
Justin Shorter.
My question is if these tight ends – don't start showing more. I think we're going to be seeing more wideouts, less tight ends.
Four wideouts.
More Tommy Stevens, no tight ends.
No tight ends.
But yeah. It's fun to talk about, but I think to your point, Andy, it's hard to do installs.
Correct.
When a lot of the guys that you're counting on to make the plays.
Correct.
You know, I'm sure they've done that when we have them watch practice, but it's as far as contact, these guys have not really been done much work.
No, I think you get a lot of work out of offensive line and running game, but like last year when you got your introduction to Tommy Stevens in the spring game, this is going to be what you get from Sean Clifford on Saturday. In other words, you're going to get your first kind of real look at Sean Clifford A to Z.
Yeah, I think it was the spring game last year when my Penn Live colleague David Jones fell head over heels in love with Tommy Stevens. Just
right.
Head over heels. And I think he wrote that they had the two best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. So it'll be stuff like that, yeah.
All right, your questions, his answers, Bob Flounders, and Ask Bob is coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.